Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 44, Ratha Yatra, Episode 11. Maharaj Prataparudra hears about the devotees of Bengal. On the day of Lord Jagannath's Snana Yatra ceremony, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy at heart. Upon seeing the bathing ceremony of Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy. But when Lord Jagannath retired after the ceremony, Lord Chaitanya became very unhappy because Lord Chaitanya could not see Jagannath. And due to separation from Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt the same great anxiety that the gopis felt in separation from Krishna. And so, in this condition, Lord Chaitanya gave up all association and went to Alalanath. The devotees who had followed Lord Chaitanya came into his presence requesting Lord Chaitanya to return to Jagannath Puri. They submitted that the devotees from Bengal were coming to Purushottama Kshetra. In this way, Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya brought Lord Chaitanya back to Jagannath Puri. Sarvabhauma then went to King Prataparudra, informing him of the arrival of Lord Chaitanya. At this time, Gopinath Acharya came there while Sarvabhauma was with King Prataparudra. Being a Brahmana, Gopinath Acharya offered his benediction to the king, addressing Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya as follows. About 200 devotees are coming from Bengal. All of them are greatly advanced and specifically devoted to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All of them have already arrived on the bank of Lake Narendra and are waiting there. I therefore desire residential quarters and prasadam arrangements for these 200 devotees. Yes, as king, I shall give orders to the attendant in the temple. He will arrange for everyone's residential quarters and prasadam just as you desire. So now, Sarvabhauma, please show me one after another all of the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who are coming from Bengal. My dear king, go up on the roof of the palace, for Gopinatha Acharya knows every one of those devotees, so he will identify them for you. Actually, I do not know any of them, although I do have a desire also to know them. Since Gopinath Acharya knows them all, he will give you their names. After Sarvabhauma said this, he went up to the top of the palace with the king and Gopinath Acharya. And at this time, all the Vaishnava devotees from Bengal drew closer to the palace. Swarup Damodar and Govinda, taking the flower garlands and prasadam of Lord Jagannath, proceeded to where all the Vaishnavas were standing. First, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent those two persons in advance. Then the king inquired from Sarvabhauma, "Oh, who are these two? Please let me know their identities." "My dear king, here is Swarup Damodar, who is practically the second expansion of the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The second person is Govinda, Lord Chaitanya's personal servant. Lord Chaitanya has sent garlands and remnants of Lord Jagannath's food with these two persons simply to honor the devotees from Bengal." At the beginning, Swarup Damodar came forward and garlanded Advaita Acharya. Govinda next came, offering a second garland to Advaita Acharya. When Govinda offered his obeisances by falling down flat before Advaita Acharya, Advaita Acharya asked Swarup Damodar about Govinda's identity, for he did not know Govinda at that time. Oh, my dear Lord, Govinda was the servant of Ishwara Puri, so he is very highly qualified. Indeed, Ishwara Puri ordered Govinda to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus, Lord Chaitanya keeps him by his side. My dear Gopinath, to whom did Swarup Damodar and Govinda offer the two garlands? Why, his bodily effulgence is so great, he must be a very great devotee. So please let me know who he is. My dear king, his name is Advaita Acharya. He is honored even by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Advaita Acharya is therefore the topmost devotee. Here also are Srivas Pandit, Vakreshwara Pandit, Vidyanidhi Acharya, and Gadadhara Pandit. Now here are Acharya Ratna, Purandara Pandita, Gangadas Pandit, and Shankara Pandit. Over there are Murari Gupta, Pandit Narayana, and Haridas Thakur, who is the deliverer of the whole universe. See here, here is Harivatta, and there is Nasringhananda. Here also are Vasudev Dutta and Shivananda Sena. Here also are Govinda Ghosh, Madhava Ghosh, and Vasudeva Ghosh. These three are brothers, and their sankirtan, or congregational chanting, pleases Lord Chaitanya very much. Here is Raghava Pandit. Here is Acharya Nandana. There is Sriman Pandit. And here are Srikanta and Narayana. There, you see Shuklambara. See, there is Sridhar. Here is Vijay. And over there is Vallabhasena. Here is Purushottama. And there is Sanjay. And here are all the residents of Kulinagram, such as Satyaraj Khan and Ramananda. Indeed, all of them are present here. Please see them. Here are Mukundadas Narahari, Sri Raghunandana, Chiranjiva, and Sulochana. All of them are residents of Kanda. So, how many names shall I speak to you? All the devotees you see here are associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is their life and soul. O Bhatta Acharya, upon seeing all these devotees, well, I am very much astonished, for I have never seen such an effulgence. Indeed, their effulgence is like the brilliance of millions of suns. And nor have I ever heard the Lord's names chanted so melodiously. I have never before seen such ecstatic love of God, nor have I heard the vibration of the holy name of the Lord chanted in such a way, nor have I seen such dancing during Sankirtan. My dear Prataparudra Maharaj, you should know that this sweet transcendental sound is a special creation of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and it is known as Prema Sankirtan, or the congregational chanting in love of Godhead. In this age of Kali, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has descended just to preach the religion of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, the chanting of the holy names of Lord Krishna is the religious principle for this age. Anyone who worships Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by such congregational chanting should be understood to be very intelligent. And one who does not do so must be considered a victim of this age of Kali and bereft of all intelligence. Krishna Varnam Tvisha Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Yagyai Sankirtana Prayayar Yajanti Hi Sumedasaha. In this age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting in order to worship the incarnation of Godhead, who constantly sings the name of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself, and he is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. My dear Sarvabhauma, according to evidence given in the revealed scriptures, it is concluded that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Lord Krishna himself. So, why then are learned scholars sometimes indifferent to Lord Chaitanya? My dear King, a person who has received but a small fraction of mercy from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can understand that Lord Chaitanya is Lord Krishna, and no one else can. So if the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not bestowed upon a person, regardless of how learned a scholar that person may be, and regardless of one seeing or listening, still one will not be able to accept Lord Chaitanya as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Apapi te deva padam bhujadvaya prasada leshanu grihita evahi janati tatvam bhagavan mahimno nachanya eko api chirang vichinvan. When Lord Brahma apologized to Krishna for stealing the boys and calves, Lord Brahma prayed, O my dear Lord Krishna, only if one is favored by even a slight trace of the mercy of your lotus feet can one understand the greatness of your personality. Whereas those who simply speculate to understand God are unable to know you, even though they continue to study the Vedas for many, many years. My dear Bhatta Acharya, instead of visiting the temple of Lord Jagannath, all the devotees are running toward the residence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why is that? O King, this is spontaneous love. All the devotees are very anxious to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So first, the devotees will meet Lord Chaitanya and then take him with them to the temple to see Lord Jagannath. I noticed that the son of Bhavananda Roy named Vaninath, along with 5 or 7 other men, went there to obtain the remnants of Lord Jagannath's food. Indeed, Vaninath has already gone to the residence of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and has taken a huge quantity of Mahaprasadam. So please, let me know the reason for this. My dear King, understanding that all the devotees have arrived, Lord Chaitanya gave the sign, and therefore Vaninath and the others have brought such great quantities of Mahaprasadam. Now tell me, Bhatta Acharya, why have the devotees not observed the regulations for visiting the place of pilgrimage, such as fasting, shaving, and so on? Why are they first eating prasadam? Yes, my dear King, what you have said is correct according to the regulative principles governing the visiting of holy places. But yet there is another path, which is the path of spontaneous love. And according to those principles, there are subtle intricacies involved in the execution of religious principles. The scriptural injunctions for shaving and fasting are indirect orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, when there is a direct order from Lord Chaitanya to take prasadam, naturally the devotees take prasadam as their first duty. When Mahaprasadam is not available, then there can be fasting. But when the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly orders one to take prasadam, neglecting such an opportunity is considered offensive. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is distributing prasadam with his own transcendental hand, well, who will neglect such an opportunity and instead accept the regulative principle of fasting? And I remember previously, Lord Chaitanya gave me Mahaprasadam rice one morning, and I ate it just sitting on my bed without having even washed my mouth. So the man to whom Lord Chaitanya shows his mercy by inspiring one within the heart takes shelter only of Lord Krishna and abandons all Vedic and social customs. Yada yam anugranati bhagavan atma bhavatah sa jahati mating loke vedecha parinishtatam. When one is inspired by the Lord, who is sitting in everyone's heart, one does not care for social custom or Vedic regulative principles. After this, King Prataparudra came down from the top of his palace to the ground and then called for Kashi Mishra and the inspector of the temple. Maharaj Prataparudra then told both Kashi Mishra and the temple inspector, "You must provide all the devotees and associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with comfortable residences, convenient eating facilities for prasadam, and convenient visiting arrangements at the temple so that there will not be any difficulty. The orders of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must be carefully carried out. And although Lord Chaitanya may not give direct orders, still you are to carry out Lord Chaitanya's desires simply by understanding Lord Chaitanya's indications." And saying this, the king gave them permission to leave. Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya also went to see the assembly of all the Vaishnavas. Recorded May 26, 2022 by Nirantaradasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Shuddha Bhakata Charana Renu Bhajana Anukula Bhakata Seva Paramasiddhi Prema Latikara Mula Madhavatiti Bhakti Janani Jatane Palana Kori Krishna Basati Basati Bholi Parama Adari Bori Gor Amara Jeshabastani Korola Brahmana Rangi Sheshavasthana Heribhavami Pranayi Bhakata Sange Mridanga Bhadya Shunate Mana Avasara Sada Jache Gaura Bhitta Kirtana Shuni Anande Hridoye Nache Jugala Murti Dekhiya Mora Parama Ananda Hoya Prasada Seva Korati Hoya Shakala Prapancha Jaya Chedina grihe bhajana dekhi grihe te goloka bhaya charana sidhu dekhiya ganga sukana sima paya tulasi dekhi juraya prana madhavatoshani jani gora priya shaka sevane jivana shartaka mani bhakati vinoda krishna bhajane anakula paya jaha pratidivase paramasuke shvikara koroye taha shuddha bhakata charana venu bhajana anukula shuddha bhakata charana venu bhajana anukula jaya jaya sri chaitanya jaya nityananda jaya dvaita chandra jaya gaura bhakta brinda sri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivas Adigaur Bhakta Vrinda Adigaur Bhakta Vrinda Nithai Gauranga Nithai Gauranga Nithai Gauranga Gaura Hari Gaura Hari, Gaura Hari, Nithai Gauranga, Gaura Hari, Gaura Hari, Gaura Hari, Nithai Gauranga, Gaura Hari, Nithai Gauranga, Gaura Hari, Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopada Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Hare Nama Hare Nama Hare Nama Aiva Kevalam Kalau Nasyeva 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 Gatir
anyatha. The dust of the lotus feet of pure devotees, enthusiastic devotional service, and service to the pure devotees of the highest order are the roots of the creeper of devotion. The holy days like Ekadashi and Janmashtami are the mother of devotion for those devotees who respect those days. Let the holy places of Krishna's pastimes be my places of worship and thus bless me. And may I always visit all the holy places associated with the Leela of Lord Chaitanya and his devotees. Oh, when I hear the sound of the mridanga, in my heart I always desire to join in the kirtan. And when I hear the bona fide songs describing Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, my heart dances in ecstasy. Whenever I see the transcendental Sri Vigraha forms of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, I am in bliss. For by partaking the Lordship's prasad, we can conquer over the material elements. Now one day, while performing my devotional practices, I saw that my house had become transformed into Goloka Vrindavan. So when I take the Charanamrita of the deity, I see the holy Ganges waters which come from the feet of Lord Vishnu, and thus my bliss knows no bounds. By seeing the Tulasi tree, my heart feels joy, and Lord Madhava Krishna himself is also satisfied. And when I honor the Shak Prasad favored by Lord Chaitanya, it is a new life experience. So, Thakur Bhaktivinod concludes, whosoever attains the stage of enthusiasm for all these devotional practices will be supremely blissful wherever he or she may be. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.